seventh pack of Yuma, Mishnah Gimel. The Kohen Gadol has, after he finished his avoda of the Parvus Torah, he read from the Torah, and after sending out the Sar Mishpeles, he read from the Torah. Now, in the Digdei Bot Kohen, if he was reading with his white garment, the linen garment that he would use for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now he would kiss Yod Viraglav, and Poshad Yod Betavah, he would wash his hands and feet, remove the garment, betitle himself, open the Sabbath, dry himself off, feel a big dissolve. Now he would put back his regular Shmaina Begadim that had gold in them, the Lovash, kiss Yod Viraglav, and if he washed it, he once again would wash his hands and feet. As we know, every time he went to the mikveh, he washed his hands and feet before and afterwards. Yod also is Elo. He would go out and he would make, there are many pshatim, this mishnah is a very complicated mishnah, we'll pick one of the pshatim. He would do his ale, and we're going to Rabbi Lezer right now. So after he did the avodah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would bring his ale and the ale of the Musafim of Klal Yisrael. These were two oilers. The Shivat Kvotim Bnei Shana, Tamimim Bnei Shana. And he would also do the rest of the Musafim, which was the Shiva Kvotin. Yeah, so basically, he would be bringing the Musafim now after he did the Avodah of the Avodah Sefnim of the Parvus Torah. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. There's discussion whether it was done now. This is the third tefillah. In other words, he was able to do the tamid. Then he was able again to do the avodah of the parvus el b'snin. Now this is the third tefillah. The discussion if the tamid shel bein arba'in was done together now in the third tefillah with these right after these masafim. It was done later on by the fifth tefillah. Discussion. Anyway, the rab says, we're holding back. This is all about the third tefillah. Akiva Oimim, Tamash Shachar, Yekrevim, Upara Oilo. Akiva said the Musafim were done before he did the Koven, the Snai, the name of the Pavasar. So the Machlek is the Bekitzef, and Musafim, Rabbi Akiva says it was done in the beginning of the day, together with the Tamash Shachar, and Rabbi Lezer says it was done later after the Avodah Tapnim, before the Tamash Shabbat Abayim. The star, not the mechol, so you create him in Tamash Shabbat Abayim. And the star, which was a korban chatos, that was brought afterwards. In other words, even though if you notice, they put a comma here in the middle. Not the simple ring of the Mishnah, but this is the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah. The idea behind it is like this. He held that the tzmidim, that the Mustafim are more common, more tzadim. And there's also the pasuk, he understands from the psukim, they should be done at the beginning of the day. But that's as far as the oilas of the musafim. The soy of the musafim, he held, which should be done later, because we have that rule that a person should be first clean from his aveiros before he brings the korban. So first he did the korbanos tnai b'snim and had his kapar, and only afterwards would he bring the soy. Also, there's a pasuk that says, Vad Mechatas HaKippurim, just mashma that the Sar Pnimi comes before the Sar HaChiton, the Sar of the Musafim. Okay.